This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. American troops are headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. That announcement came Friday evening from the Pentagon. The deployment is in response to last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities. Mark Esper is the American Secretary of Defense.
In response to the kingdom's request, the president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense. We will also work to accelerate the delivery of military equipment to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the UAE to enhance their ability to defend themselves.
The United States is placing blame for last week's attacks squarely on Iran. Secretary Esper says the attack represented a dramatic escalation of Iranian aggression. Tehran denies they were behind the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump dismissed a whistleblower complaint being investigated by Congress as a ridiculous partisan attack. According to a report by The Washington Post, two former officials said the complaint centered around a promise made to a foreign leader, presumably Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Usually such complaints should be forwarded to congressional oversight committees. However, the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, prevented that from happening. Late in the day on Friday, it was reported that the incident in question was that President Trump urged the leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, a political rival. Protests broke out in Cairo on Friday night, calling for the removal of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, but police quickly dispersed them. Such demonstrations are rare after Egypt effectively banned protests under a law passed following the 2013 military ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. This is VOA. Rallies and demonstrations to demand action on climate change took place around the world on Friday. The rallies were inspired by 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. Her weekly protests began last year in front of the Swedish parliament and became a global movement. She was in New York on Friday.
We are doing this to wake the leaders up. We are doing this to get them to act. We deserve a safe future.
It's estimated that approximately 4 million people took part in demonstrations worldwide. In a report released on Friday, Hong Kong police are being accused of torture by Amnesty International. Michelle Hennessy has that story.
Hong Kong police have been accused of torture by Amnesty International. The human rights group issued a report on Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long protests. In a statement, they said Hong Kong security forces had, quote, an apparent thirst for retaliation and were engaged in a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful acts. They said, quote, this has included arbitrary arrests and retaliatory violence against arrested persons in custody, some of which has amounted to torture. Responding to the report, Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity and rights of those in custody and have used the minimum force necessary.
Michelle Hennessy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump renewed threats to release captured Islamic State fighters on Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters. He said that he is continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria and that it was time for other countries to step up. Trump made the statements on Friday at the White House during a meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war, and we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war, and they can try them, do what they want. So far, they've refused, and at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you either take them back or we're going to let them go at your border.
According to the latest U.S. estimates, there are still more than 2,000 foreign fighters in northeastern Syria. A bus carrying Chinese tourists crashed on its way to Bryce Canyon National Park in southern Utah, killing four people. Authorities say the bus ran off the road, rolled into a guardrail, and flipped over onto its side. All 26 people on board who survived were injured. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.